the book Romans, part 19. I'm Professor Hannes Redreis of the First Assembly of Yahashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book What is Your God's Name? A very interesting book which you cannot miss. I'm also using that book as a handbook in the study What is Your God's Name, which we are currently busy with on internet as well, weekly. So if you require the book or have a question or need something to share with me, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here on my right hand side. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome. New people, always welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the different notification of all the other studies that you're currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages in English as well. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1860 version of Dr. Joseph Brian Frotenham. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with following groups or churches. Any Messianic group, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Israel Vision Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yah Movement, the Jehovah Witnesses or the Seventh-day Adventists, the Protestants or Catholic churches. What? We don't belong to nobody. We are not affiliated to anybody. We are part of an end-time Bible study group functioning in the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. Using the ancient original Sacred Name Bible, which was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Brian Frotenham. It is not the 1902 corrupted emphasis Bible. It's not the same Bible. In the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahashua, the name God was originally Elohim or Hashem, the name Lord was originally Yahweh, the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah! What an honor and a privilege to be together studying the revelation word of Yahweh El Elohim. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. We're busy with the book Romans, chapter 1, and we're going to start from verse 18. Now, we're moving into deeper water here. This is becoming a very sensitive part of the Bible, which not a lot of pastors, doctors, and professors would dare to go into, because you need to unfortunately step on certain people's toes. Now, right in the beginning, I just want to say it and understand what I'm saying. To Yahweh Almighty, sin is sin. You understand what I'm saying? Where I'm stealing a dollar note, or whether I'm a homosexual or a lesbian, is exactly the same type of sin. There's no differentiation between one sin and another sin. It is sin that will keep people from heaven. So I'm going to preach this message with conviction, as it is written by Apostle Paul. I cannot dilute the word to smooth my conscience, or to maybe lose a friend or two. I cannot. If I do this by compromising, I'm putting myself in the position to miss eternal life. Do you understand that? And I'm not prepared, because of the word, I'm not prepared to gamble with everlasting life. All these years that I spent my life preaching and teaching, writing books, preaching the gospel, doing the kingdom's work of Yahweh Almighty, just because I know people who are what is written about. And now I need to change the word to be acceptable. If you want to reject me for it, so be it. I can only teach and preach the word as it is written. So again, I want to say, starting here from verse 18, sin is sin. And for people that is living in this life that we're going to discuss according to the word, you're living in sin. Now, how can we change it? Repent. Repent unto Yahushua. Believe. Repent. Be immersed in His name to forgiveness of your sin. And then you must lead in a life of holiness where you cannot go back to your old life the way you did it. That's scripture. Unfortunately, I cannot change the word. This is how it is written. And this is, since I'm 15 years old, when I first started to preach, that I learned to preach the word straight out, unconditionally, and not being ashamed for the gospel of Yahushua. We read it in the week. Apostle Paul says he's not ashamed of the gospel of Yahushua, because it's unto salvation. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. So let's see what the word says. Don't run away. Don't put this internet off. Don't just avoid me. Sit through this prayerfully and ask Yahweh to open this word, so that if you are one of these people, that Yahweh can have your life changed. I know of a lot of people that He has already changed their lives. Alright, let us prayerfully study this word. Romans 1 verse 18. For the wrath of Yahweh Almighty, is revealed from heaven against some ungodliness. Is that what it says there? Against some no, it doesn't say some. I've changed one word here. Against all ungodliness. Not some. All. And unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. This is not only for men, this is only also for women, because we've seen through the study already that in Yahushua there's no man nor woman, no Greek, no free man, no slave, no Jew, no man nor woman. We are all one. Galatians 3 verse 21, 26 to 29. Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29. I'm just taking the scripture. We are all one in Yahushua, according to Father Abraham's promises, we became heirs. So it's man and woman. For the wrath of Yahweh Almighty, we do not want to fall into the wrath of Yahweh Almighty. It's not nice. It is revealed. Where from? From heaven. That's why He sent His Son Yahushua from heaven to earth. To do what? 2,000 years ago. To preach this gospel of righteousness. And this revelation word. Unto sinners. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the sinners. He first came to Israel. But they say, crucify, crucify him. He's not our Messiah, our Savior, our Redeemer. He came for the sinners to be saved. And when talking about sinners, it's not different classes of sinners, A class, B class, C class. If you sin, you've sinned. Sin is going to keep people from eternity, everlasting life. And that's why the word says, be holy as I am holy. So we get a pair of wings? No. We need to live in holiness every day. Ask Yahweh our Elohim to open his word, his revelation word, unto every one of us. For the wrath of Yahweh Almighty is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Not only some, all ungodliness. The Bible says that all people have sins, and that keeps him away from eternal life. But through the blood of Yahushua, we are redeemed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the wrath of Yahweh Almighty is revealed. It's not something that's going to be revealed. It's in the scripture. From heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men and women who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now look at my fingers. Not living in the revelation word of Yahweh Almighty. They will live beside it and above it, but not living in the revelation word of Yahweh Almighty. It's no use to say that I know about the grace of Yahushua. We need to know him by his name. We need to have an experience, a salvation experience, through the redemption blood of Yahushua. We need to become partakers of that revelation blood of Yahushua. That blood that cleanses us from all sins and all unrighteousness. So he's speaking from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men and women who hold the truth in unrighteousness. With other words, is not want to live in the revelation word of Yahweh. Not want to live in the truth. There's two things. We're either in the truth or we live a lie. It's either or. You're either in the truth or you're in the living in sin. We're either functioning in the truth or we are functioning in a lie. And it doesn't matter what the laws of the world says today. I know a lot of people today, because of the way that they live in sin, they do not want to accept the Bible as the foundation of their lives anymore. When I was a youngster, everything in our social life functioned through the Bible and upon the Bible. Our constitution many years ago, when I was a youngster, it was formed on the Bible, on the values of the Bible, on the promises of the Bible. The American Constitution was formed upon the revelation word, the Bible. And today the New Age movement has absorbed the governments and the different sectors of life in such a manner manner. Just like, do not want to use the word of Yahweh Almighty as a foundation anymore. They change the rules and laws to suit the unrighteousness and the way of the ungodliness. But we are going to proceed in this word if Father's will. And we need to see what the word says. What we do with the word afterwards remains our own choice. Until tomorrow morning, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.